listen, you know, he got me hooked on you. I've been listening to you every morning. I used to listen to Iron Man, but now I listen to Tom Morgan.
Well, I just got in the car. That's why I just had the chance to tune in. But, Tom, I love your show, man. 7 to 9, Tom Morgan in the morning.
That's what people are saying. So if you haven't had a chance to listen, check us out. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. It's Tom Morgan in the morning on WXDT.
Exact Radio.
Harry is busy campaigning and putting his money on winning Las Vegas.
I know you can bet on a lot of things here in Las Vegas. But one thing I think I'd advise you not to bet on is the Bush economic plan, ladies and gentlemen.
There's also a caucus today in Washington, D.C. Wisconsin's primary is Tuesday. John Edwards and Howard Dean are already looking for votes there. The Dean campaign says winning Wisconsin is key.
Dean told reporters a loss in Wisconsin would provoke a deep campaign rethink.
Fox's Major Garrett. Terrorists shouting God is great stormed an Iraqi police station, started shooting. They also tossed grenades into various rooms. 17 people were killed, mostly policemen. More than 30 other wounded in the deadly attack. Fox News, we
this
report.
News.
You decide.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, twice as nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior. For back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Are you losing your hair? Then your clock is ticking. Now you can stop the clock, reverse your hair loss, and grow it back with new hair. New hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money anytime within a one-year period. That's how sure we are new hair will work for you. New hair's powerful hair growth formula works for both men and women. And to make calling right now to order worth your time, we'll give you up to 2 months free, a $180 value. Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed for 1 year and receive up to 2 months free, a $180 value free with today's orders. Call now. 800-481-9905. 800-481-9905. That's 800-481-9905.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Travel World Radio Show with Will and Back is Stephen Pickford. Ella Sobel in studio with us. We got a special guest on the line with us, Charlie Hunter, talking about one of my favorite topics, Via Rail Canada and the Transcontinental.
Good morning, Charlie. You've got a great trip planned for later this spring in April, going from Toronto to Vancouver. It's second time around doing it and more successful than ever. Great trip coming up. Tell us more about it.
Oh, with pleasure. No, it's a fantastic trip, but mostly because you've got a fantastic country. You know, it's a three-day odyssey across the nation. Works like a symphony. Day one through the Shield, day two through the Prairies, day three through the Rockies, with nonstop music on board, featuring, of course, the inimitable Fred J. Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels, with guests like the Corb Lund Band, these kind of backwoods, hillbilly, bluegrass, punk guys, the D-Rangers, this kind of alternative cabaret band from Winnipeg that just got signed to Network called Nathan, Linda McRae from Spirit of the West, Bobby Watt, Ian Tamblyn, and Washboard Hank, who plays full-body percussion. It's a great trip.
Yeah, sounds like great music. I mean, so I've checked out some of the websites of the artists, and boy, I mean, people are going to have a real fun time, real fun group of people to travel with.
Oh, yeah. The thing that's great about it is virtually everybody I know has thought about at some point, gosh, I'd really like to do that trip across Canada. But, you know, am I going to be stuck on the trip with a bunch of, you know, Australian and Japanese tourists and just feel like a complete fish out of water? This gives you kind of a nonstop party for the entire trip with, I mean, some of the best music out there.
How often do the bands play? I mean, how long is each set?
Each set is, well, it depends on the act. Since Fred is sort of the flagship act, he does an hour and a half each night. The other acts do typically about a one-hour set, and then there are a whole bunch of jam sessions. And then after the big evening show, we basically open it up, and it tends to go into an almost all-night jam session.
That sounds like fun.
All-night partying on the rails. Now, of course, you've got your own special private cars just for your group on board Via Rail's legendary The Canadian.
Correct. The thing is that Via did that was brilliant a couple of years ago is they figured out in the summer, the Transcontinental has like 30 cars. In the winter, many, many fewer people take the train, so they have all this excess capacity, so they allow you to charter equipment now. So what we're able to do is charter a full-length lounge car, take out the tables, so it's chairs and standing, and the band is at one end. So it's a full-length music car. Then we have two lounge cars, one with bartender and Vistadome. Each car has a Vistadome. And then we've got four sleeping cars. So we have seven cars that are our private section.
And how many people are traveling?
It's about, on this one, it's about, I guess it's 60 paid passengers, and then the bands. It's a crew.
It's a good group of people traveling and having those private cars. These are historic cars. This is really the last great transcontinental streamline train built in the early 50s by Budd Corporation for the old Canadian Pacific. It's one of those rail masterpiece journeys.
Yeah, well, didn't you guys do a broadcast from up in the dome of one of them?
Oh, yes, November of 2002, and it was one of those great trips, one of the trips that I always look forward to doing, a trip of a lifetime, and we did the show live from the Skyline Dome car as we headed between Edmonton and Hinton, Alberta.
Uh-huh.
It was just magnificent.
Oh, the scenery going by, and one of the things that also makes the trip great is the VIA personnel, great food aboard. It's not those prepackaged airline-style meals. They cook it for you right on board.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called Silver and Blue Service, and we have the Silver and Blue Service. So yeah, you have a chef, you've got waiters, you've got linens, you know, fresh flowers, and everybody on our train has sleeping car space, and that just makes it a dream, you know. Plus, by chartering the two dome cars, we're going to have 48 seats under 360-degree, you know, panoramic view. It's phenomenal.
You start the trip in Toronto, end it in Vancouver, and you include hotel accommodations in both cities.
Correct.
Now, how much is this trip going to cost people if they wanted to sign up a board?
$23.25 Canadian for one, and for two, it's $44.79.
Very reasonably priced for what you get, because it's really a trip of a lifetime, something people will remember through their entire lives. And you've got repeat people, some people who enjoyed it so much last year, they want to come again this year.
Yeah, we've got about 15 of them. Yeah, a huge number. And for some people, you know, it's not, I understand it's not cheap, but believe me, chartering seven cars from Via Rail isn't cheap. You know, it's we try to keep the price as low as we can for what we're able to give. And yeah, you're right. I mean, people get a night at the Royal York. If they don't need the night at the Royal York, we can certainly back it out, you know. But a night at the Royal York, a night at the Sylvia in Vancouver, concerts in Toronto, concerts in Vancouver, sleeping car accommodations on board, all your meals, and all that music.
And it's also, it's a nice environment. I mean, you are traveling in luxury. The meals are excellent. The sleeping accommodations are great as well. I mean, you've got turndown service. It's really a nice way to relax and see the country and appreciate some good music.
Absolutely.
Now, people think it's going to be hard to sleep maybe on a train. Hey, you get into that bunk bed, and boy, you just fall asleep instantly. It just rocks you, and it's something magical as well about waking up maybe 3, 4 in the morning, just taking a glance out the window, and you're going through a small town and wondering what the people are doing when you see a lone light in the distance. Hey, this is the way, it's like really stepping back in time.
Stephen, they probably forgot to turn the light off when they went to bed.
Or maybe somebody was breaking into that house, and we should have phoned it in, right?
That's it.
Just a lot of great. We're hearing in the background some of the music. You put it on a CD from last year's, some of the great songs that were played aboard Via Rail's special Roots on the Rails trip with Charlie Hunter last year. Let's turn up the little bit of sound, Willem.
Diesel strained and roared. The silver band of light, oh, from east to west, one thin strand, join us together. This impossible.
The old Steel Rail Blues. I'm gonna put the other one on that I like. I like trains. Charlie, tell us a bit about this music.
Sure. Well, that first one was Ian Tamblyn, who's just one of your treasures up there. He does a program with us about kind of the idea of the North and kind of Tom Thompson and just all this stuff. Because, you know, we've got a crowd coming that's both Canadians, U.S. citizens, and then people from Europe come on this. And so Ian does a whole thing that's both music and a slideshow, and he's a wonderful storyteller. And then there's Fred, who is kind of the iconoclast of all iconoclasts. You know, a hard-edged kid from southern Ontario whose family farm got mortgaged when he was 15. He hopped freights, went across the country, won a Juno a couple of years ago for his drive-in movie album, puts on, I think, the best live show in North America with, you know, legendary musicians like Willie P. Bennett in his band. It's just top-notch, kind of rough-edged country folk music, and it's funny as hell.
Having a great time. It just captures the whole imagination of riding the rails and camaraderie that you don't get in the travel experience normally, but Roots on the Rails really captures that.
Oh, yeah. It's the thing that's wonderful is the boundaries between musician and audience member really break down because everybody's eating together, everybody's hanging out, people are showing other people how to play something on the guitar. And if you don't play music at all, it's just fun to sit back, watch all these people hanging out and talking. You have great conversations. If you want to get away from everyone, you just go back to your sleeper or go up into the dome and watch the scenery go past.
For more information, it's www.rootsontherails.com. Toll free, 1-866-484-3669. North America's Moving Music Festival, April 5th to 9th, Toronto to Vancouver, aboard Via Rail. Charlie Hunter, the man putting it together. Give him a call for more details. Thanks for joining us this morning, Charlie.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Across America via satellite.
You guys, stay.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. Have you heard yet?
What?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you. You know that awesome children's consignment store in Southington?
Yeah, Twice is Nice. My mom loves that store.
Well, they're not in Southington anymore. They moved to the center of Plantsville.
Can my parents still save tons of money on my clothes and stuff?
Oh yeah, and they have the cutest things too.
Cool. So, what are we doing this weekend?
Taking Mom and Dad to Twice as Nice.
We have the quality brands you'll like at the prices you'll love. Sizes from newborn to junior, for back-to-school apparel, daycare, and play clothes. We even have mother-to-be clothes. Twice as Nice, 772 South Main Street in Plantsville. Call 620-0800 for hours and more information.
Cut One, Termbuster, 60-second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Termbuster.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called Termbusters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts, or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon reminds us, any of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddon, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 888-913-9089. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source. Psychic Source. We're here right now. 888-913-9089. 888-913-9089. For entertainment purposes only.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Jack Radio, 990 The X. Baby, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Ella Sobel in studio today. Well, we had a great segment last time talking with Charlie Hunter, our friend from Bellows Falls, the Bard of Bellows Falls, as Stephen puts it, discussing his trip on the train. And, you know, it cannot be overstressed just how enjoyable a trip across Canada on Via Rail is, Stephen.
Oh, yes. It's very relaxing, but also opens up the whole continent to you. The history, the destinations that one has read about, the pictures that one gets in one's mind come to life. And
on camera, too.
Oh, yeah. And you listen to the great music that Charlie has planned for the trip and lean back, enjoy the music, read a book, look out the window, enjoy the meals. The time just whisked by. I remember we thought, oh boy, you know, going on those number nights and traveling across the country, it would be boring or it might take too long. Hey, it just, the time just flies by.
I still remember I walked onto that train with four books. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read my books. I hope I have enough reading material. I never made it through two.
No.
There was just too much to do, too much to see, people to talk to. It truly is a trip of a lifetime.
It's the cast of characters that one bumps into when you take the train. People from all over the world, all walks of life, they come together for those couple of days. Many of them, the dream trip of a lifetime that they have saved up to do. They say, hey, before we will have to do this trip at least once. And you also have people on board who are using it still as a viable modes of transportation between point A and point B because they're in remote communities. So you can listen to their stories and then take a moment as you know to read those books that you wanted to, read the newspaper, have a nap, have a drink.
Even don't forget about the variety of games, board games that they offer, cards, Scrabble. Willem and I played Scrabble. I remember that.
We didn't exactly play. You wiped the floor with me.
And what else is new?
Exactly.
See, I can do it all across Canada, Willem.
Yeah. Well, actually, I know a few tournament Scrabble players and a few tournament backgammon players. The thing I like particularly, looking at especially these pictures of Charlie's trip last year and discussing the dome cars and so on, is that it's one of the last places you can actually ride one of these magnificent domed cars. I mean, the new ones, the Renaissance equipment, is all nice. That's very nice and dandy. But nothing quite captures the beauty of rail travel, like these 1950s Bud cars. With my apologies to Malcolm Andrews on this one, I really love the old cars.
Oh, those cars were built between 1953 and 1955 for Canadian Pacific, for the Canadian, originally based out of Montreal. There was a section for Montreal and one out of Toronto, and they used to hook up in Sudbury and then onwards. Now the train just starts in Toronto, and there's an overnight train from Montreal that connects into it. I guess that's probably more fuel efficient or more, you know, everyone with the budgetary restraints and the bean counters, but hey, that's progress. But this train still operates. Well, a lot of transcontinental lines, the legendary trains of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, and the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, and the Great Northern, and the Northern Pacific all have come and gone, and they've gone to this generic type of equipment that Amtrak is using. Hey, these 1950s Bud cars have been lovingly restored, refurbished, updated by Via Rail, and have many, many years of prime revenue service lying ahead of them.
I remember the time that we had on this particular train and leaving Toronto on our journey. This is something that we've been, well, I know for me at least, and probably for you too, Stephen, it was a trip of a lifetime. We were just bursting as we're, you know, with enthusiasm as we left Toronto on that thing, because here is a lifelong dream being realized. And leaving on that train, I mean, we could not have been more excited.
It's a big thrill. It really is.
Well, if you want to add excitement to that, at the end of these trains, there was a special rail car called the Park Car, and it's a tapered end to it, and it's got a whole lounge right at the end, leading up, of course, you go upstairs to another dome part of that car. And Via Rail had, I don't recall how many exactly, Stephen, you probably know how many they had in their fleet, maybe 10.
I think the original Park Lounge cars, they were around 20-something. Only one has been out of service. It was derailed many years ago and was declared a write-off. But all but one of the original 20 or 24 are still in operation.
Well, the Park cars were named after Canada's National Park. And one of the interesting things about this, the Park car that we took was actually called the Kootenay Park. So, now, that, Steve?
That was the favorite car that I always had. I used to watch that train come down out of Montreal, and I said, hey, that's the car. That was my favorite, Kootenay Park.
It's nice because you can sit there and you can read your newspaper, you can have a coffee, you can have a drink, you can look around. I mean, you get the scenery, you can look up and down and all over the place, so you've got the best of everything in that.
And that was the car that I was always my favorite. I love the word Kootenay. I love the pictures of Kootenay Park that I used to see in magazines of what the actual national park looked like. My uncle served in a ship in the Canadian Navy called HMCS Kootenay. So, hey, Kootenay was always my favorite. And, hey, that car made it onto the consist of that transcontinental train that we took. And I got goosebumps. I was just so happy that Kootenay Park finally, after like 40 years, I was finally able to ride.
But it was the one car that we had on our train, and that... I don't know. It's just icing on a very special cake.
The dining cars, they were named after major restaurants in Canadian Pacific hotels of the era. So we had one of the cars was Alexandria, or Alexandra, actually. Alexandra was the main dining room in a hotel that Canadian Pacific operated at the time in the early 50s in Winnipeg. Of course, that property demolished many years later, and Canadian Pacific, now Fairmont Hotels, operates the old West End. So it's sort of historical in that regard. What was big and popular in the 50s? And it's stepping back in time. There is those 1950s touches in the moldings and in the coloring scheme inside, but again, as I mentioned, all updated, all refreshed, all redone. So it isn't like nothing's been done to them in 50 years.
And hey, they certainly pay attention to detail.
Oh, yes. You have a crew member in every car, and you just ask, and if they can do it, they will look after you. I remember even on the way back, it's like improvisation. The water system froze in the dining car and some of the other food service cars, and they had a little longer station stop when they pulled in to an outpost in Northern Ontario.
Cape Reel.
And they pulled in the groceries and said, hey, we're going to have a cold lunch here with salads and that sort of thing. But hey,
well, they're chefs. And
it was delicious. It really
they
was.
They put something together for us. One of the interesting things about the personnel aboard Via Rail is they have a great ability to, well, it's not just work with people, but to foster the enthusiasm of the passengers. We had a very special person that helped us on our way there, and we were lucky enough to meet him on our way back, a gentleman named Gary. We were very happy to see this guy.
Yeah, always the people you meet that always makes the trip. And I think there's also more of a team atmosphere amongst rail employees, airline employees, that they come and they go, and they're all worried about layoffs. And they're all counting the pennies, and it becomes a different mindset. But rail workers, the teamwork of running the railroad seems to get more into their blood than it does with the here today, gone tomorrow airline.
And let's face it, the ride from Toronto to Vancouver is just over 70 hours.
And they change crews in Winnipeg. So you go with one crew as far as Winnipeg, Toronto to Winnipeg, and then another crew joins you for the Winnipeg to Vancouver leg of the journey. But you notice how they take care of their passengers and how they help. You know, there's a lot of senior citizens aboard. They're very, very helpful to all types of people.
You get a chance to walk around the train station in Winnipeg too, which was kind
of
nice.
Well, of course, we noticed that they had a railroad museum there, but of course they locked it and closed it at the time then the rail passengers would actually be coming through. So we did not get a chance to see the rail museum.
Well, that was
we'll just have to go back. Yeah. We'll have to go back, Stephen.
Well, they probably had it open, you know, on the third Monday between 3:30 and 3:40 p.m. But after getting their $100,000 federal government grant because they voted in the right member of parliament and the right party, who just happened to be the boy-in-law of somebody.
I think someone didn't pay their hush money. I mean, this kind of thing happens all the time anyway.
It's all a conspiracy.
I mean, here in Canada, I mean, you could easily say, I mean, you see it on TV shows where somebody threatens the president, says, ooh, this bad scandal's going to come out unless you pay the hush money, so he's going to pay the hush money, right? Not here in Canada. You go up to the federal government, you say, you know, pay up or the scandal comes out. They're going to say, who cares?
Just another scandal. People will
forget
it. They're
going to vote for us anyway.
People will forget it
in a week. They're going to forget it. You know, some puppet makes a few jokes on TV, and it's a big national scandal, and now suddenly everybody forgets about the $100 million that's been...
there are many more important things.
Actually, it was that guy that paid him off to make that scandal, so he'd go under and would be forgotten about.
Exactly. Well, that's what it is. Hey, listen, I am convinced that for the ruling party that you could run my golden retriever in one of the ridings with his picture, and people will still vote for him, and my dog will be a member of parliament.
people are so set and tuned in their ways. And you notice that it doesn't matter which party gets into power. They all end up with their own scandals and their own own bad apples. And it just becomes the same revolving door of malaise and ineptitude and corruption. Hey, it's an ever-ending cesspool.
Our two favorite topics.
Cesspools?
The train.
It's on wheels.
The trains and the... the trains and conspiracy theories.
Put them together. But maybe
then you get the cesspool.
Well, of course, there was back in the late 50s, everyone thought it was a big conspiracy by the manufacturers of diesel locomotives to put the steam locomotives in their place.
Hey, Steve, I got one for you. What do you call 10 civil servants standing in a circle? A dope ring. Anyway, on that note, we're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use the babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddam reminds us, many of us grew up with the warning, don't take candy from strangers. But times and methods of abduction have changed. Teach your children the dangers of strangers and help prevent child abduction. For information on how you can help, call the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children at 1-800-THE-LOST. This message from Country Gal Beauty Salon in Haddam, they're urging you to join them in the effort to help locate our missing children.
Regency House of Wallingford reminds you, care for the elderly should be a prime concern for civilized society. We owe today's successes in large part to those people who brought our generation into the world. Let's remember an elderly person in the community. A visit or a call can make all the difference. This message from Regency House of Wallingford, a member of the National Healthcare Associates Network. Make not only the right choice, but the smart choice. For all your long or short-term rehabilitation needs, call 265-1661.
Cut one, Turbuster 60-second spot.
Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. Turbuster. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called TermBusters. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never offer hurts, or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964.
Log on to SouthingtonChats.com, a local chat room for Southington residents to meet one another, discuss hot topics, and find out what's happening in the community. Brought to you by Exact Radio 990 VX.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it on Exact Radio 990 VX.
Back to the Travel World Radio Show. We've got a special guest in studio today, Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Alice Ogle in studio online with guest Patty Henschy launching her new book today.
Yes, A Traveling Light by Agnes Braceland Patty Henschy, longtime travel industry executive, career dating 50, 60 years in the Montreal area, and she has her new book out. She joins us on the phone live from outside of Montreal this morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Willem.
Well, I'm Stephen. Willem is behind the board.
Oh, hi, Stephen. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes, after many, many years. Yes. When I started in the travel business when I was in CJEP, a community college in Montreal, and referring some customers and doing some things for family and friends, it was through Patty Henschy's agency that I started to refer them. So it goes back 20-plus years.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. But, Patty, reading through your book, it brings through a lot of memories as well for people just growing up through the 30s and 40s, but also shows them how the travel industry has changed. Some of the stories about air travel in the 40s, hey, totally different, but it was a more friendlier, more people-oriented business back then.
Absolutely. I think the biggest change is in, one, the technology, which brings about another change in a relationship between the customer, the passenger, and the industry, the people working in the industry.
Now, when you started with the old Colonial Airlines, which became Eastern, and then you worked at Northeast, which is now part of Delta, of course, I have to agree with you one thing about Northeast, and when you worked with the legendary Hank Canvin, that Hank Canvin is one of the true gentlemen that I have met in the industry over the many years.
He certainly is, and he's a good friend. If you have Hank as a friend, you've really got a good one. He's very intelligent. He's very interested in other people. He's interested in the community, and he's done a lot for the community, especially the community of Kirkland out here.
Now, every time I ever had deal with Hank, he was always an honest gentleman, always upfront, always could tell you what he could do, what he couldn't do, put you in touch with the right person. That's the type of person that doesn't really seem to exist nowadays in the travel industry. Everyone looking at bean counters and Sharpies and three-piece suits. But again, we get back to, hey, people and relationships were what really mattered in the 40s, 50s, through the 60s.
Yes. Now when you call an airline, if you have a record locator number, you eventually get through to somebody who can immediately identify what your reservations are and make changes. In those days, you had to sort through everything manually. And if a passenger booked, for example, a seat on an aircraft, you had a chart with 21 numbers on it, which indicated the DC-3 with 21 seats. If the passenger canceled, you just rubbed out his name. So if there were a lawsuit, you had no records of any kind.
I guess some airlines would hope that they had no records anymore either.
Yeah, save a few lawsuits, because the other people didn't have records either.
Now, people at that time, for example, they would check in at a downtown city ticket office. They'd look after them with a limousine service to the airport. And if the passengers had a special request, the airline people were more than happy to at least attempt to help them out.
Well, couldn't do enough for them, because don't forget, we were introducing airline travel at that time. In the 40s, people just didn't travel by airline because it was so new and it was wartime, and accessibility was curtailed by the lack of aircraft. So we had to build a confidence, and nothing was too much trouble.
And of course,
I remember traveling with my baby, 4-month-old baby, between here and somewhere in the States, I can't remember where, and we couldn't heat the bottle. So the stewardess went to the captain. He said, "No problem, we'll just stick it in the exhaust."
Reminds me of Smokers Airlines.
I'm sorry?
We have a parody commercial called Smokers Airlines where it says if your cigarette goes out, just inhale the exhaust directly from the engines.
Right, exactly.
And people were able to smoke on board aircraft at that time. Nobody thought a thing about it.
Oh, no. We were quite ignorant in those days.
Which explains why all the teenagers are lighting up these days.
What goes around comes around. Now, of course,
I was having coffee the other day in a restaurant close by, and there was a group of teenagers there, and they came over and asked me if they could have some smokes.
Yep. So, at least people of my father's age had an excuse. But these days, oh well. I digress. Let's continue about the air travel industry.
And then, of course, after being in the airline business, you went into the travel agency business.
I did.
And that, too, has changed over the many years.
The biggest change there, in my opinion, is in the days when I entered it, was the lack of training of any kind. Today, it's different. There are schools for travel agents. But in those days, you learned more or less by the seat of your pants, and often at the expense of the customer.
Today, it is the agencies that survive to the market today carry forward. I think the agencies in the past tried, but there's a lot more professionalism in the industry today, and a lot more specialization in different markets or different facets of the business.
Absolutely, but the agencies that are surviving by the skin of their teeth right now. They're being penalized by the airlines who don't pay them commission, and after having built the business of the airlines, more than 60% of airline business has been handled by travel agents. And all of a sudden, airlines are cutting costs. But I think the reason for that is because of the internet. They can develop their own business through the internet. They don't seem to feel they need an agent. But the difference there is the type of customer service. With the travel agent, I think you do get good customer service.
Oh, there's no argument on this side of the fence. So you get yourself a good travel agent. I mean, it's anybody and his brother can figure that they're saving a nickel or two just by booking themselves. But if you don't know what you're doing, and that goes for virtually any kind of business, boy, oh boy, you're going to do well to know that you've got a travel agent on your side who knows the ins and outs of the...
Yes, I think so. And now most of them are charging a fee for that.
That's right.
Well,
I don't think the passenger
so.
Should have to pay for that. I think that is the responsibility of the supplier.
Well, of the airline.
Whoever is supplying the service.
Because help you. They'll save you time and money, possibly connections. It is worthy to save time, even if it will cost you a couple of dollars.
Almost every week I see a story on some internet travel-related forum about people who have booked on the internet. Oh, they didn't realize they were being quoted in another currency. They thought they were in U.S. dollars, but they charged them in euros. And, of course, it came out to a higher rate. Or the internet was quoting wrong flights. It wasn't breaking the fare correctly at a certain point. It's only as good as the information that is programmed into those particular websites.
And as good as the number of addresses you have.
Right. If you don't look at the correct site that has, for example, rate number A, and you go to a site that has rate number B, you're going to be looking all day. Yeah, you're looking all day at this site, that site, the other site. It's going to take you a lot more time than it is worth to pay a reasonable fee. If you go to your accountant, you go to your lawyer, you're willing to pay them for their professional expertise. And I think the savvy traveler, to use that term, of another
speaking
program,
of Hank Canvin, right?
Yeah.
That would be the person looking for that value is going to accept that is a value that they have to expend to get the quality service. And
speaking of Hank, he'll be at my book launch this afternoon.
Well, I'll tell you, there's very few people that we'd like to say hello more to than Mr. Hank Canvin, and we hope that you pass along our warmest regards.
I will.
Hope that he's doing very well.
And where and what time this afternoon, if people are listening, that they can go to the book launch, and then I'll give out the more information about the
point the launch is at in Pointe Claire at a small bookstore where I buy all my books because of the customer service.
Exactly.
And it's called Librairie du Bord du Lac. It's on Lourdes Avenue in the village.
Little Pointe Claire Village.
Pointe Claire Village on Delourde Avenue. The book is called Traveling Light, and Patty Henchy will be there this afternoon. Beginning
it's
at what time?
4 to 6, by the way.
4 to 6 p.m. this afternoon. The book is put out by Shoreline Press out of suburban Montreal in the St. Anne de Bellevue district, and it's available through Shoreline, www.shorelinepress.ca, 514-457-5733. Memoirs of growing up in the 30s and 40s, the background of starting in the airline industry, the travel industry, how it is, and a lot of interesting anecdotes and the characters that have crossed her path in more than 50 years in the travel business. Patty Henchy, thank you so much for joining us today and wish you
thank
great
you
success.
Thank you for asking me. I appreciate it.
Great success with the book Traveling Light.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
And following the break,
we're talking more travel, back to the rails, and around the world when we return. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Radio Network.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Mega is looking for people like you and me, and they can tailor a plan to fit your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up, so you can focus on your business and family life. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company now. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. 800-492-0992. Not available in all states.
Do you wake up every morning stiff and sore? Do your back, shoulders, or legs ache with pain? Are you stressed out, tense, and irritable?
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
It might be that old-fashioned flat mattress you sleep on, but wait! Don't spend hundreds of dollars on another one.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
You've seen on TV how the Craftmatic adjustable bed can be raised or lowered to give your back, shoulders, and legs the exact support they really need. You've seen how it heats and massages with a push of a button.
Win a free bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
Did you know we give away a free bed every month? Would you like to get in on the next six giveaways? Just call 1-866-WIN-BEDS for contest rules and a free catalog. See for yourself how the amazing Craftmatic adjustable bed has helped over
bed from Craftmatic and wake refreshed.
There's no obligation and nothing to buy. For six chances to win a free bed from Craftmatic, call now 1-866-946-2337.
1-866-WIN-BEDS.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Well, give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
With 33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
Hi, this is John Patch, host of Talkin' Pets. Join me every Saturday right here from 5 until 8 p.m. And if you miss us then, tune in Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. I'm here with special friends every week to discuss the medical and behavior concerns about your pets. We'll speak with friends like Betty White, or Tippi Hedren, or Linda Blair, or even Dr. Larry Hawk from the ASPCA to discuss ways of making this world a better place for us and our wild and domestic animal friends. So come along and tune in to Talkin' Pets with me, John Patch, right here on Exact Radio 990 The X.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
News, weather, traffic, information, sports. Exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, 990 The X.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Ellis Sobel in studio today. Discussing, well, our favorite travel memories.
Oh, yes. Travel. And somebody is actually ringing us up on the line. And who may that be, Willem? Is it Santa Claus?
Well, we will find out. Hello, Travel World.
I am waiting.
We're going to patch you through the cord right now.
Okay. It is the guest from the quarter after hour.
We got Bob Seidel online with us. Bob.
Excellent.
Makeup artist.
Yes, he's a makeup artist, one of Hollywood's most respected makeup artists, Emmy Award winner, and he joins us today on Travel World with some tips on skincare and keeping skin great during those outdoor activities, dry winter weather, and then into the summertime. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Now, people are always worried about their skin and they go outdoors, their activities. What are some of your tips for how to make themselves look and feel better?
Well, you know what, the basis for all of this looking and feeling better is basically looking younger. And good skincare program's the simplest thing in the world to do that.
You've got my full attention now.
She needs it.
Hey.
All right. You know what, I'm not going to make this complicated because it really is extremely simple. There's only three things to remember when it comes to good skincare. You've got to keep your face clean. You've got to keep it moist, and the most important thing of all is it's got to be done religiously. Nothing works if it's left in the jar or in the dinosaur drawer in the bathroom where all the stuff goes to die, you know.
Some people buy the products and they say, oh boy, you know, I'm going to be looking great tomorrow, but if you don't use them and if you don't do it on a regular schedule,
then tomorrow never comes.
Funny, you should put it quite that
exactly.
way.
And you know what, industry itself, not only just California Cosmetics, but the industry itself is finally in a position where there's no more snake oil. Yeah, well, science has gotten to the point where skincare products can actually do what they say they're going to do. The simplest thing in the world works. If it gets complicated, you're not going to do it. You're not going to stick with it. And if basically you'll give me or products 3 minutes a day for a week, you'll have a better complexion than you started with 5 days before.
So what kind of products would you recommend now? I'm really curious.
Gotcha, huh?
You sure did.
All right, look.
Outside of plastic surgery.
Well, I'm...
No, that's
I can't say what I want to right now.
No, look.
At least I don't have to wear a bag on my face.
That's
well,
because
they
I went out with
you. Well,
a
couple of holes in it so you can see. No,
we digress. Sorry, Bob.
If you'll take a good liquid cleanser,
uh-huh.
not a bar soap,
mm-hmm.
because there's things in that product that are designed to make a bar, not necessarily to clean your skin.
Mm-hmm.
A good liquid cleanser. Open your pores with a hot washcloth first. And then let the cleanser do its job. And when you're done with a minute and a half or so of that, your face will be just like your hair when it's really clean. It'll be almost squeaky. That means that it's fully clean of all the oils and contaminants. But what you've done is you've taken a lot of the moisture out of it.
Right.
And that's where the generic moisturizer comes into a play.
Okay.
You go ahead and use a very sheer moisturizer that's got some capability of stopping evaporation from your skin. And if you'll do that religiously, it's the old story of even grandma's lye soap and glycerin and rose water will work.
Do you recommend any particular product as far as moisturizers go?
Oh, absolutely.
His own.
When I did a television show called The Waltons years ago, I was faced with seven kids going through various stages of puberty.
Oh, dear.
And by the end of the show, Granny looked like the youngest daughter.
No, that would have probably done terrible things for the script. But
but maybe the ratings would have skyrocketed. Who knows?
It very probably would have.
It was family it was family TV.
In the early days. what happens is that there's a contradiction in terms with that whole storyline. It was the Appalachian Mountains during the Depression, and those people never wore makeup. But the contradiction was that television personalities don't have bad skin. And I must have spent a whole lot of Laura Mars money trying to find products that would work for the kids after wearing makeup all day long to keep their faces clean. Couldn't find a thing, and I by force, because I'm basically a lazy guy, I designed a skincare program and got together with a couple of chemists and had it created that would allow them, in a very, very short period of time, to take their makeup off without destroying their skin and re-moisturize their face so that they wouldn't have the problems when they came in the next morning and I had to go to work on them. That three-minute system has evolved to, to skincare right now that I think is probably the finest that you can get in the United States. I'm trying to be objective when I say that because Silk Skin is my creation.
And of course, if people want to pick up your product, how would they go about doing so?
Well, we're not in any retail stores, so it's just direct. They can go to our website, which is silkskin.com, or they can call 1-800-DON'T-AGE. And during regular business hours, I've got a whole bunch of very intelligent gals who will be happy to answer questions for them, even if they don't want to buy anything.
And this explains why Vic Phillips, our chief correspondent, still can claim he's 51. Year after year.
I guess that's what he's been using all these years, those great products.
What about particulars like lines around the eyes? What would you recommend for that? I know there's a lot of Willem, don't even look like that. If you saw this man's face right now, you would hit him. Excuse me, Bob.
Look, I think what you have to do, and I hate to sound repetitious, but you know what? It all comes back to the same thing. Guys have a little bit of an advantage because we have to shave every day, or at least the guys without beards have to shave every day.
That exfoliates.
It exfoliates, and there's a cleanser in the form of the soap used that helps to keep some of that badness away, as it were. But that all goes in the negative by really drying out the skin. And one thing we found out is that 80% of men's skincare products are purchased by women, not for their own use, but for their husbands or their boyfriends or so forth. There's something kind of non-macho about the idea of men and skincare, and yet we probably need it as much as our wives and girlfriends do, or maybe more.
Well, I believe that everyone needs some kind of skincare. I mean, I'd be quite interested to check out some of your products. I'm going to check your website out later on today.
Well, thank you very much for that.
I'll tell you,
there's a very interesting, kind of endorsement. When I did this, I said, I don't want anybody to feel like they had a bad deal or taken advantage of by advertising. We've offered, since the company started, 100%, no questions asked, money-back guarantee without a limit on it. If you didn't like something, send it back. We get less than half of 1% return. And I guess when was the last time you took something back to a cosmetic department in a department store and said, I don't like it, I want my money back?
Well, that shows that you're really standing behind the product.
And that it works because people are happy with the product. The number again was 1-800-DON'T-AGE and www.silkskin.com.
That's it.
And more information there on skincare tips and how to deal with weather-beaten skin and keeping care of your skin is out there in the winter weather and through the activities of the summer months ahead.
I thank you guys for the opportunity to talk to your listeners. This has been fun.
It has. Right,
thanks for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show today.
Okay.
Come back anytime.
I will accept any invitation you'd like to give me.
You got it.
Okay.
Steve?
Yeah, next week we're talking about cruising with Pamela Kane. She was a guest a few years ago when we were on Liberty Works. So she'll be talking about her new book on cruising with tips and updates on some of the ships on the seas and what to expect and how to get the best out of your cruise. That's next Saturday, same time, for the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling,
happy traveling, everybody.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exact information, exactly when you need it. On Exact Radio, WXCT, Southington.
Fighting the war on terror, President Bush warning Americans terrorists are still out there. In his weekly radio address, the president reassuring